Putting people on Mars is still a decade away, but researchers are already figuring out ways to make the trip with complex medicine for those who may eventually live there. This is Focus on Technology. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. As Purdue Professor of Aeronautics Alina Alexienko explains, we're not going to send pills or a pharmaceutical factory. There won't be a CVS on Mars.
So you can think of sending a drug factory in a bag.
Sending a drug factory in a bag is a simple way of putting it. Here's what she and Professor of Industrial and Physical Pharmacy Elizabeth Topp are working on at Purdue. They are improving ways to freeze-dry medicine so the process can eventually be done on Mars. We're talking cancer medicine, diabetes drugs, and other biologics which contain living organisms.
So Humira, Herceptin are biologics. So a lot of them are used to treat cancers, to treat autoimmune disorders in some cases, to treat inflammation, arthritic disorders. Arthritis is sometimes treated with these kinds of biologics as well. Some diabetes medications, glucagon is lyophilized, is marketed in lyophilized form.
Topp says these biologics need to be stabilized, and freeze-drying them is a way to do it if they're going to be effective.
And so what freeze-drying does is it first freezes the material and then drops the pressure in the environment below atmospheric pressure. And by dropping the pressure, then you remove water from this frozen material by what's called sublimation. And in sublimation, the water goes directly from being ice to being water vapor without being liquid water in between.
Freeze-drying drugs is not new. In fact, it's done in almost half of biopharmaceutical medications created. But the process called lyophilization will have to be improved. Alexienko compares it to baking cookies in the oven one batch at a time. She says you have the recipe, but you don't necessarily know what's going on until it's done and you pull them out. Topp says it could work in space because you freeze-dry drugs at low pressure and low temperatures, and you would have that on Mars.
Of course, the thing you're missing is gravity. And so if you now try to freeze something in a gravity-free environment and then pull off the ice, well, now the liquid that on Earth would have been in the bottom of the container, in the bottom of the vial, well, there isn't any bottom anymore.
New control methods and sensors are improving the freeze-drying process. The sensors can provide real-time information, and controls can keep the process within a range that's safe for the molecules that are impacted. Space is also clean, according to Alexienko, and that sterile environment can help if you're making drugs.
So in space, you can think of space clean room technology as being actually cleaner because there are no people, no sources of contamination.
The two have already put their technology to the test, the same process freeze-dried bacteria sent to the space station to treat the water.
So that's been super fun and a way for us to learn about how do we maybe get cells to be shipped to a space environment, both as potential cell-based therapies for the future and as the kind of factories that Alina was talking about.
Their research can also be used for other industries like manufacturing. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.